Chemical weapons were initially used during the First World War. The French used chemical weapons against the Germans against the Russians, the British and the Americans against the Germans. Almost all countries today that claim to oppose and combat the use of chemical weapons have been involved in a competition of developing them and using them as well. Decades after the West developed many chemical weapons, these very weapons were used by the Iraqi regime against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Many were surprised. How did Saddam obtain these weapons? From the beginning of the 8-year Holy Defense, from 1980 to 1988, Iraq's dictator Saddam Hussein used weapons against the Iranian people which were not commonplace. These weapons contained chemical substances that affected their nervous system. They also caused the eye to tear up and brought on nausea. From 1983 to 1988, when the Iran-Iraq War ended, Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons a total of 572 times against Iranians. The impact on one's health from the chemicals used includes paralysis of the nervous system, severe skin lesions, formation of cancerous tumors, severe injuries to the respiratory and digestive systems, birth defects in infants, and the like. As a result, 1 million Iranians fell victim to the consequences of chemical attacks. Many of the victims were martyred and perished, and many survivors live on today with terrible conditions brought on by the chemicals. Several European-American companies, who were given the green light by their own governments, gave their weapons over to the Iraqi dictator. In all those 6 years that chemical weapons were used against the Iranian people, the UN was absolutely silent. In August 2013, documents emerged belonging to the US Central Intelligence Agency, which revealed that the US government was not only aware of Saddam's chemical attacks, but also provided much information to assist the Ba'ath regime. Iran never used chemical weapons against Iraq in response to their attacks. The reason was owed to a fatwa made by the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. He considered the possession and the use of chemical weapons contrary to Islamic principles. Consequently, Imam Khomeini ordered that the military authorities, instead of producing chemical weapons in retaliation, provide Iranian soldiers with defensive items such as gas masks and atropine. Nonetheless, despite this fatwa and Iran's actions, the West and the US, the only state that has used nuclear weapons in recent years, have often accused Iran of trying to obtain weapons of mass destruction. Following this propaganda, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, formally announced his fatwa on February 19, 2010. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "According to our religious beliefs, the use of weapons of mass destruction are prohibited. This is haram. It is forbidden because they annihilate generations and lands, which the Quran prohibits." The same Western countries that produced and used chemical weapons during the First World War and equipped the dictator Saddam in his war against Iran accused the Syrian government of chemical weapons use today. It is a farce in contemporary history that the producers and the users of weapons of mass destruction accuse their opponents of acquiring these very weapons.